Hey everyone, welcome back to the House Rules Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Almeida. Today we're diving into something that's both crucial and often overlooked. Seek help when you need it. Now I know we live in a world that glorifies the lone wolf, the self-made man, the idea that you've got to do it all on your own. But let's be real for a second. That's a load of crap. The real magic happens when you recognize that asking for help isn't a sign of weakness. It's a superpower. Let's get into it. First off, let's debunk this myth of self-reliance. We've all heard stories about the lone geniuses who conquered the world solo. But here's a reality check. No one does it alone. The idea that you must handle everything by yourself, it's like thinking you can win a basketball game without passing the ball. Spoiler alert, you're not Michael Jordan, and even he needed Scottie Pippen. So why is seeking help so crucial for our journey? Let me break it down for you. First, when you extend a hand to others, you open doors to their unique wisdom and expertise. It's like getting cheat codes for life. You tap into their knowledge, learn from their mistakes, and suddenly you're playing the game on easy mode. Second, asking for help can lead to wiser decision making. When you bounce ideas off of others, you get fresh perspectives and insight. It's like having multiple set of eyes on a Where's Waldo book. Someone's going to find that striped shirt guy way faster. Third, seeking help can be the key to unlocking challenges that might seem insurmountable. No matter how self-reliant you are, there will be moments when you need a hand. It's like trying to move a couch up a flight of stairs alone. You can try, but you'll just end up with a sore back and a broken limb. Fourth, seeking help can create connections with like-minded souls who share your goals and values. These bonds offer support, encouragement, and a sense of belonging that keeps you inspired and focused. It's like forming your own Avengers team. Everyone brings their unique superpowers to the table. And finally, asking for help can amplify your confidence and self-esteem. By showing you're open to collaborating with others to reach your goals, you radiate confidence in your own abilities and commitment to doing whatever it takes to succeed. Plus, it's way cooler to be part of a winning team than a lone loser. Let's look at a real-world example. Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple Incorporated. Now, Steve was a visionary and a relentless pursuer of excellence, but he also knew the value of teamwork. One of his most significant partnerships was with Steve Wozniak. Together, they created the Apple I and the Apple II computers, laying the groundwork for Apple's future successes. As Apple grew, Jobs surrounded himself with brilliant minds like Johnny Ive, who designed iconic products such as the iPhone and iMac. Jobs fostered a culture of innovation and collaboration at Apple, encouraging employees to share ideas and work together. When developing the iPhone, he enlisted the expertise of AT&T and various hardware and software partners to make his vision a reality. Seeking help isn't a sign of weakness or incompatibility. It's quite the opposite. It takes courage and wisdom to recognize when you need a hand and ask for it. It shows that you're bold enough to acknowledge your limitations and dedicated to finding creative answers to life's challenges. So y'all know what time it is. Let's talk about some practical tips for seeking help effectively. First, build a diverse team with complementary skill sets for greater success. Begin by honestly evaluating your own skills, talents, and areas where you need improvement. Knowing your limitations is crucial for assembling a well-rounded team. Look for individuals who possess the skills and expertise you need to complement your own. Consider reaching out to your existing network or attend industry events and conferences to meet potential collaborators. Second, ensure your team members share your values and work ethic. Assess their personalities, communication styles, and approach to problem solving to make sure they align with your vision and culture. Third, clearly define each team member's role and responsibilities. Ensure that each person's skills are used effectively and that there's no overlap or confusion about tasks. Fourth, encourage open communication among team members. Create an environment where they feel comfortable sharing ideas, challenges, and progress. Establish regular check-ins and meetings to facilitate communication and collaboration. Now to wrap up, I want to share an inspiring quote from David White. The marvelous thing about a good question is that it shapes our identity as much by asking as it does by the answering. Asking for help is a powerful question. It shapes us, molds us, and propels us towards our goals in ways we might never achieve alone. Remember, seeking help isn't about showing weakness. It's about harnessing the strength of others to achieve something greater than you could on your own. Thank you for joining me today on the House Rules Podcast. If you found this episode valuable, please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. And don't forget to share your stories of seeking help and how it has impacted your journey with us on social media using the hashtag House Rules Podcast. Tune in next week for another episode. Until then, keep striving, keep asking, and keep growing. I'm Stephen Almeida, and this is the House Rules Podcast. Peace.